Sagt der Eilige Mishnah weiter, man sagt, das Erechen, Perik, Vav, Mishnah, Beis. Herr Magdish Nechassim, this person is Magdish his Nechassim, wa heisse Allah of Ksuba Sisha, but he had a Ksuba, and his wife was relying on that property that he was Magdish, or part of the property that he was Magdish, to pay her Ksuba. So in a way, there's like a lien on the property. That means, that even though it's mine, it potentially belongs to someone else. It could be I have to give it away to someone else. So I don't have free rule to say, oh, here's my property, I'm giving it to Hegdish. Wait a second. It's not really, really mine. Same is true for a Baal Chayv. Let's say the property was under a lien to a lender. I owe money to Shimon. If I don't pay back that money, Shimon could collect from this property. So it's not totally my property. I mean, officially it's mine. Let's say I take a go and I'm Magdish it, and then he divorces his wife, so his wife can come to Hegdish and say, Chaldix, with all due respect, that property belonged to me. Sakta Mishnah, Eina Ishi Yechayla Ligbex Ksubasim in a Hegdish. The wife can't just come and collect her Ksuba straight from Hegdish. For that matter, Veloi Bal Choyves Choyvoi, nor can the lender come and collect what's owed to him directly from Hegdish. Shimon can come and say, excuse me, but my friend was Magdish, is Nechassim, really he owed me money. What could they do? Ela ha-poida, poida. The husband or the borrower who was Magdish, his property, the one who owes money to Shimon, that was Magdish, his property, he has to redeem it from Hegdish. Al-menas, on the condition, litain li'isha ksubasa, that he's going to give this property to his wife for her ksuba, ula bal choy ves choy ve, and for Shimon, who lent me money as a payment for the chayv. Now the Batanur explains as follows. First of all, how come we're not worried over here that there's some kind of a trick with his wife? He's going to remarry you afterwards and take it back. So the Batanur says, now in this Mishnah, we're not worried about that because he already divorced her. And then he was Magdishit. So it sounded like after he was Magdish, he said, ooh, I have a plan. How I can get this back. I'm going to divorce my wife and remarry. That's not what happened over here. The second thing, says the Batanur, is when we say that the husband has to first redeem it from Hegdish, what if he doesn't have any money to redeem it from Hegdish? And the answer is he pays very little. Mamish, like, come out nothing. He has to pay something to Hegdish. Hegdish gives him back the field, gives it to his wife, or gives it to the person that owed him money. What do you mean very little? If he's redeeming it for Hegdish, doesn't he have to redeem it for its regular value? And the answer is, it really doesn't belong to Hegdish. He had no koyach to be Magdish it. There was a lien on this property. It was the security for his wife or for the Baal Chayv. So why then do we make him pay anything to Hegdish? So Gzeira, people shouldn't say, oh, you see? He just went to Hegdish and took back his property. Hegdish can go out to Chulam without any pidyon, without any redemption. We don't want people to make that mistake. So we make him give something. So again, really, he can just take it back. We just make him give something. So hasten that he redeemed it. It shouldn't look like Hegdish is going out without any pidyon. So Zakta the Mishnah, Hegdish Tishimon. Let's say this husband, or the borrower, he was Magdish properties that were worth 90 mona. V'hoyechoyvoy meya mona. How much did he owe, let's say, Shimon? 100 mona. How much did he owe his wife, let's say? She was entitled to 100 mana. So really, he owes them more than how much the property is worth. Oh, wait a second. So maybe they weren't relying on this property. So that's the chiddush. Even though this property doesn't even have enough to pay up the ksuba or to pay up Shimon, who lent our friend money, we still say no. They were relying on this property for how much it's worth. Now, Zakta Bat Tanura, there's a limit. If, let's say, he owed his wife 100, or he owed Shimon 100, and the property is not even worth 50. So they can't come along and say, oh, we were relying on that property. How are we relying on that property? It's not even half as much as they owe you. But in the case of our Mishnah, as long as the property is more than half, they can say, no, we were relying on this property, and we want it back. Okay, so he gets it back from Hegdish, but he has to give Hegdish something. He doesn't have anything to give Hegdish, even the little bit, to redeem it, to make it look like a redemption. Sakta Mishnah, no problem. Moisev, I dinner. The wife of the lender adds another dinner. They say, oh, you owe us 100? You know what? Here, we're giving you another dinner. Now you owe us 101. What's he going to do with the dinner? And with that extra dinner, the husband or the borrower is going to be paida the hegdish, which isn't a real pidyon, but just to make it look like a pidyon. And it's going to be paided on the nas in order, litin la'isha ksubasa, to give to the wife what's oter from her ksuba, ula balchayv es chayvay, and to the balchayv, to Shimon, who lent him the money that he owes him. Again, one dinner is not the value of the property, but we just wanted to make it look like a pidyon. Okay, quickly chazing over, we learned if someone is magdish his nechasim, but he owed money to his wife or a ksuba, or he owed money to a balchayv, he owed money to Shimon, the woman can't go straight to Hegdish and say, excuse me, he had no right to be magdish at my husband, I want to take it back. And Shimon can't go and say, oh, he had no right to be magdish, he owed me money. No, no. The one that was magdish has to redeem it, not for the full price, but he has to give something. The Mishnah told us a chiddush. Let's say he was magdish a property that's worth 90 mana. Really, his chay was worth 100 mana. They can still say, no, no, we were relying on this, even though it didn't totally cover what he owes us, but we believe them. And he had no right to be magdish it, because it belonged to, was pledged to the ksuba. There was a lien on this property, to the ksuba, to the bal chayv. So he has to redeem it from Hegdish and give the property to them. He's going to tell Hegdish, listen, I'm not really redeeming it for its full value. I just have to give it back for the ksuba, for the bal chayv. It was owed to them. But you have to give us something. He doesn't have anything. So what's going to happen is the wife or the bal chayv are going to give him an extra dinner. They're going to say, instead of owing us 100, you owe us 101. That dinner he'll give to Hegdish. That'll be the official redemption. Then he gets the property to give it back to them.